But he wasn't the only one who needed to change. I had to learn to truly put God first in my life also. I came to realize that I had been just as consumed with Steve as he had been with sex. In my own self-centeredness, I had turned to one man after another, looking for fulfillment in life. I gradually learned to turn to God as the center of my life. This didn't make me love Steve less. It simply purified my love for him. Rather than a self-centered love, which was given with the idea of having my own needs met, I learned to give my husband the unselfish love of the Lord. Our marriage grew stronger and stronger. Almost immediately, Steve and I began spending time with the Lord every morning. This set a pattern that has lasted for many years. Being in touch with God every day gave me a strength I had never known before. At first, as Steve continued struggling with his addiction to pornography, I became obsessed with his deliverance. God quietly began convicting me of this and kept leading me back to himself. I soon discovered that the more connected I was with God, the more strength I had to help Steve with his problems. As I continued to grow in the Lord, I was able to recognize the good that came of failure instead of seeing it as a catastrophe. Because Steve was serious about his life with God, each fall back into sin served as a blessing in disguise. It deepened the hatred of his sin. Instead of falling apart when he would fail, I became an encouragement to him through those failures. The desire to be supportive of his efforts in the struggle and to keep him accountable in a loving way grew stronger. There was a time when I did not have the maturity or emotional strength to bear him in this way. But the closer I got to the Lord, the more I was able to handle. I came to realize that as long as Steve, or his victory, held the center stage of my heart, my joy as a person would fall to pieces every time he would fail. But as I increasingly allowed God the throne of my heart, I found that I now had the strength to help my husband through his failures. An empty and unsatisfying fling in a massage parlor Steve had in May 1985 proved to be his last one. It took us some time to realize it, but he was free. Now things really began to change. He started becoming the strong one spiritually. I could actually start leaning on him and confessing my faults to him. We reversed roles. He became my spiritual head, and I became a wife who could submit to her leader with joy. What a relief it was when I finally realized I no longer had to look over my shoulder. I still had to continue to repent of my own suspicious nature, but in my heart, I knew we had crossed the deep waters of sexual addiction. Now we have a depth in our relationship that very few enjoy. Trusting God in going back to Steve was a turning point in my life. But it was also only the beginning of my own restoration. The restoration of our marriage came about because we both wanted God more than we wanted our own desires. As I am rewriting this book in 2018, it has now been 33 years since the last fall on Steve's part, 36 since I reluctantly went back to him, and 38 years since I married him. It was only a year after Steve's last fall in sin that God laid the burden on his heart to begin Pure Life Ministries. Since that time, our love for the Lord has intensified and our love for each other has deepened. What God has given me has been worth all the grief I've endured through the years, not because of my happy marriage, but because of what I have in the Lord. Writing this down in a book doesn't mean the story is over. I only see things getting better and better for both Steve and me, as we both continue to surrender ourselves to God, looking to Him to bring us the fulfillment we desire. It certainly is true that there is no pit so deep that the love of God isn't yet deeper.